Go out to the Around Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenience. I am hyped this week, boys.
Of course you are, because of course you are.
Shenanigans.
Pre-fight shenanigans.
Oh, yes. My God. The fight press conference yesterday was so much fun. I love a good stare down and a brouhaha. I love fight press conferences almost more than I like fights. We go out to the Around Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly steps beyond convenience. They will find Showtime, host of Below the Belt and the Below the Belt podcast. It is excellent. He's former UFC heavyweight Brendan Schaub. Brendan, thanks for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on, man.
So did you get a chance to see what went down yesterday at the fight press conference? Where did that one go down for you as far as melees is concerned?
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's perfect timing. I think, in the press conference that they did in New York and in L.A. and in London, they're a little too buddy-buddy for my liking. So I think Deontay flipped the switch, and he's all business now, and that's exactly what this fight needed.
Yeah, he was super intense. Like, it looked like I never quite know with Tyson Fury, like, when he's playing and when he's playing it up for the cameras, but Deontay looked like it was on for him yesterday. It was wild to see that intensity from him.
Yeah, you can't fake that. I think, those guys aren't good enough actors for that. So I think it's real, man. I think Deontay it means business. And, even if Fury's like, I think mentally maybe Fury's like, dang, man, relax. Remember, we both agreed to this, but now it's fight time. So the buddy-buddy stuff, the games kind of goes out the window. And I think Wilder's doing the right thing.
These guys have both, they both have really awesome stories, Brendan. You've done a great job covering it. Can you kind of give our audience an idea of the backstories for each guy, of like what makes it so compelling, not just the fact that they're undefeated and that the heavyweight championship is on the line, but they both come a long way to be here.
Yeah, you're talking about two completely different paths, and a guy in Tyson Fury who, a while ago was the number one heavyweight on planet Earth, beat Vladimir Klitschko and was the perennial champ, and then suffers from mental illness, and he went from the top of the world to the very, very bottom. He ballooned up to 400 pounds, got stripped of all his titles, and it looked like he was kind of done with the sport, and was going to be kind of one of those guys that probably had a sad 30 for 30 on ESPN a few years from now. But, he got motivated, got back with a therapist, got his mind right, started working out again. And 2 years later, here he is fighting, possibly the biggest heavyweight fight in a long, long time for Showtime on Saturday night. So it's an inspiring story. And a guy in Deontay Wilder, his opponent, is 40-0, 39 knockouts. You're talking about a guy who, I just think he's underappreciated. He's never kind of really gotten the attention he deserves, being a 40-0 heavyweight champion, especially coming from the United States and the hometown of Alabama. So this is a fight to him to validate himself and get himself to the upper echelon of the sport. So it's a fascinating matchup.
We're talking to Showtime's Brendan Schaub. You guys can get Wilder versus Fury live on pay-per-view. The action starts 9:00 this Saturday night. It's live from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Brendan, getting a chance to talk to Tyson Fury before this fight, he's kind of a mysterious, weird kind of dude with the gypsy traveling background. What did you get a chance to learn from him when you got a chance to speak with him?
In all honesty, I think this is a win-win for him. Even if he goes in there and were to happen to lose this fight, which is a big possibility, I think, he views this as, he shouldn't be here, after what he's been through. And, the thing I think we're overlooking is, even though Tyson Fury was 400 pounds, just a few years ago and struggles with mental health, he's one of the very best boxers on planet Earth. You're talking about a 6'8 guy with impeccable footwork. He's slick. He's actually, I think, an overall better boxer than Deontay Wilder. So you can't really count him out. You can't count him out of this fight.
Is that a weird thing for a guy that size to be so technically sound?
To be that elusive, I should say. Right. Both these guys are athletically pretty freakish. They, they should both probably be in the NBA if they would have went down that kind of route in sports. So you're talking about, basically a 6'7 versus a 6'8, 6'9-ish guy with that footwork, that athleticism. It's super rare, and they happen to both be undefeated.
It's crazy, too, because like we remember the video, Leroy, like a couple years back of seeing Tyson Fury in the busted-ass Walmart Derrick Rose jersey dancing. Yeah. And to think that like yesterday he's like stripping naked out on the stage, just getting
– it's hilarious.
It's just getting hyped for this, man. So getting back to the old stare-down, like you've been in your fair share of stare-down, Brendan. When Why is there always a guy who's off to the side that's always causing more trouble than the two guys? Because, like, Tyson seemed like he did, like, the slick rub-down shove to Deontay, which is obviously it's obviously standard for a big fight stare down. But it's crazy. Like, it seemed like it got more heated on the fringes of the fighters than it was between the two actual guys.
Yeah, it's always the entourage popping off because they don't have to actually do the work. And we know they're not going to actually fight, so they're the ones that hype this thing up, and it's the little chihuahuas in the back barking when the big pit bull's about to fight. So that's all that is. That's the entourage just trying to get their fair share of fame a little bit there.
All I heard during the press conference is, "Don't touch my brother! Don't touch my brother!" I'm like,
His brother. Hostile, man. Hostile.
Has there been a situation with that with you where you're just like, who is dude just pounding, like spouting off in the midst of this? I'm getting ready to fight whomever it may be in the UFC, and he's just got guy over here just chirping at me.
Yeah, it was always the coaches. It's never the fighters. It's always the coaches, the older guys. You're like, dude, you're 50. What are you doing, man?
Brendan, I was looking at some of the previews of the fight, and it looks like I was reading some stuff that Evander Holyfield and Lennox Lewis said, and they were talking about that if the fight is a short fight, it favors Wilder. If the fight's a long fight, it favors Fury. But do we know what kind of – I mean, looking-wise, obviously Fury looks like he's in much better shape, but do we know how he is right now coming off the big layoff and if he has the stamina to make this a long fight?
Yeah, I respectively disagree with those two Hall of Famers, and I'm sure I'll get criticism for that. But, I don't think it's going to be that quick. I do think Wilder's going to win, but Fury's such a kind of Rubik's Cube to solve that it's going to take time for Deontay Wilder to pick up his rhythm, to get some of his tendencies down. I think Deontay Wilder kind of loses the first few opening rounds, but eventually that right hand's going to land. I see it landing late. I think, 9 through 12 is when he'll get this knockout. It won't be early. I don't think it's going to be early. Tyson Fury's too slick for that. The layoff is going to be something you got to consider. I think as the rounds go on, he won't be as slick. I think Deontay Wilder start going to the body early on, and that'll slow Fury's rhythm down. But early on, I think Wilder's going to struggle to hit him. I think he's going to get a lot of body work, but you're not going to see the big shots from Wilder early.
If Deontay is able to get the win and he's able to kind of get that vindication of beating a guy like Tyson Fury, he's now got that in the bank. He just beat Luis Ortiz, a guy nobody wanted to fight. Is that going to be enough for him to finally be able to lure Anthony Joshua and Anthony Joshua's people to finally make the fight?
Yeah, the key word you said, Anthony Joshua's people. I think Anthony Joshua wants to fight. I think he knows he has to make that fight happen, no matter who wins. If it's Tyson Fury, that's a huge fight. Deontay Wilder, that's a huge fight. He has to fight the winner of this. But you said, are his people going to let this happen? And it comes down to Eddie Hearn. Don't be scared, homie. I think he just needs to get out the way. Anthony Joshua's not scared of anybody, but, what they're doing is that they're kind of protecting them, And I get it from a business standpoint, Eddie Hearn saying, hey, we can fight all these other guys, make a ton of money out here in the UK, and it's not as big of a risk. Like, we'll get to Wilder and Fury when it's time, but now's the time. Don't Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, give us 10 years from now when their ass cheeks are hanging out the back of their shorts. No, we don't want that.
We're talking to Brendan Schaub. Brendan, I would want to ask you this. We're down here in Miami, so obviously the legend of Kimbo Slice, he's beloved down here, and you were on the Ultimate Fighter season with him. Last summer we had on your guy Matt Mitrione, who's on the same season as you, and he told this story for us of Kimbo Slice. I wanted you to take a listen to the clip. And let us know if you recall this and if you have a Kimbo story that maybe tops this.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you a little secret. If you ever start to question your girl or your wife or anything else, and this, I'm telling you, this took us to church. So we're all sitting around and it's like, look, you're going to be going. You're going to be going traveling, be doing all kinds of things, training or whatever else. So before you leave, go to your master bathroom, lift up the toilet seat, and wipe it down. Wipe down the rim completely clean. He's like, then when next time you get home, the first thing you do is you walk back into your bastard bathroom and you lift up the toilet seat. And if there's dribble on the toilet seat, somebody's been stepping in your bedroom.
Wow. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember. That's classic Kimbo. I mean, he dropped, just pearls all over, man. That's just the tip of the iceberg with that guy. Kimbo Slice, a few things, in the house, you know, you have no reading material, you have no form of entertainment. So whenever I got bored, I'd go have Kimbo tell me stories. So his be like story time. I'd sit around while he was cooking or when he was folding his laundry, and he'd just tell me all these fascinating stories. And that's how we got really close in the house. So I think the few stories that stick out are he taught me how to beat a guy up if he has a shank, a knife, to use my forearm as my shield. He taught me with barbecue exactly is the Kimbo sauce and how great it is. He's just a good dude, man.
Man, that's completely awesome.
Awesome.
That's awesome, Brendan.
Wait, hope you don't come across a shank.
That's crazy. Just like, listen,
yeah,
I have this.
Yeah, he just told me. He said, look at my forearm. He had all these scars on it, like a great white shark's front nose. Yeah. I was like, what's wrong with your arm? He's like, when I got in street fights as a kid, they'd use like shank the knife. And then he's like, here, let me show you how to do that. And then for like an hour, he taught me the technique of how to deal with a guy with a shank. I'm in New York right now, so I think it might come in handy.
He's the host of Below the Belt on Showtime and the Below the Belt podcast. They're both excellent if you guys are fight fans. He's also a host of Fight of the Kid podcast, which is also a lot of fun. Thanks for the time, Brendan. Really appreciate it, man. Thanks for giving us some fight talk and enjoy it this weekend.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right. Big fan of his work. Okay. He does a really fun show. But that's crazy. Kimbo's just like throwing down the arm shield. That's wild.
Well, look,
Kimbo is a bodyguard on porn sets too.
But wait, that's real hood.
Yeah.
Like when you talking about as a kid having to defend yourself from shanks. Like, yeah.
Crazy.